A little about the form in my poem, Black Igloo. This poem is 28 lines long, but I'm thinking of it as a sonnet. Each of the couplets here is actually a pentameter unit, and they're rhymed the way that you might find a conventional sonnet rhymed. So couplet 1 rhymes with couplet 4, couplet 2 rhymes with couplet 3, and so on. The reason I'm doing this is that I was trying to find some ways to bring more of the sounds that were in the midst of those pentameter units to the surface. I wanted a greater density of rhyme than you usually find in a sonnet. So I wanted thin at the end of couplet 1 not only to rhyme with in at the end of couplet 4, but also to rhyme with onion skin in the midst of couplet 2. I wanted town and in the midst of couplet 3 to be heard echoed in proud and south and howls, for that sound to be extended and complicated in ways that I couldn't get if I were just leaving those sounds buried in the midst of the pentameter units. I'll also point out here that I'm thinking of that what would have been quatrains as consonant with sentences. So the first 4 couplets here are a single sentence. The second 4 couplets are a single sentence. In what would have been the sestet, I've got a sentence that runs into the final couplet, and then I've got a series of very short sentences, a 2-beat sentence, a 1-beat sentence, and then finally a sentence that's consonant with that last pentameter unit. What I'm looking for in that sharp, clipped series at the end is just a little more emphasis as I pile on the rhymes in those last couple of gestures to conclude the poem. This is a love poem, and I'm looking for ways to make it sing and woo as best it can.